This is Dan Jones, preacher for the Cowan Church of Christ. Sometimes people are startled to learn what is actually in the Bible. They have always assumed that the Bible taught something else. Then they discover what it really teaches and find that their previous notions were wrong. Sincere men and women will change when they find they have been mistaken. Some are shocked to learn that the Bible does not tell a sinner to pray for salvation. By a sinner, we mean someone who has never been born again, has never become a Christian. In the examples of those who were converted to Christ in New Testament times, there is not a single instance of a person being told to pray for conversion. Those who had been converted and afterwards sinned were told to pray for forgiveness, as in Acts 8:22. But alien sinners, those who had never become children of God, were not. It is true that Saul of Tarsus prayed during the 3 days that he waited in Damascus. But when God sent Ananias to him to tell him what he should do, he did not tell Saul to keep on praying. Instead, this preacher who was sent by God said, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22:16. Cornelius was a devout man who also prayed before he was converted, Acts 10 and verse 2. And it is even said that his prayers and alms are come up for a memorial before God, Acts 10 verse 4. Yet, he was not saved in answer to these prayers. We know this because Peter was sent to him to tell him what he ought to do, Acts 10 and verse 6, to tell him words whereby he might be saved, Acts 11 verse 14. That is, Peter came to tell him what to do to be saved. He did not tell him to pray for salvation. He commanded him to be baptized in the name of the Lord, Acts 10 verse 48. The same pattern is found in every example of conversion from the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 till the end of the New Testament. Penitent believers were told to be baptized. In Acts 2 verse 37, the apostles were asked the question, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" The answer given was not that they should pray, but rather, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Acts 2:38. This was in harmony with the words of Jesus in John 3, verse 5, when he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Neither Jesus nor the apostles preached prayer as a part of the new birth. It is obvious, therefore, that the Scriptures tell us nothing of a so-called mourner's bench or altar of prayer as a part of conversion. There is absolutely no authority in God's Word for the practice of having sinners come and pray through for salvation. The apostles never told those who sought salvation to keep on praying until they felt they were pardoned. God has a plan of salvation. Paul reminded the Christians at Rome that they had become the servants of righteousness when they had obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to them, Romans 6, verses 17 and 18. In Bible times, men and women did not become Christians by praying for pardon, but by obeying what God commanded. Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned," Mark 16:16. No mention is ever made of prayer as a step in conversion. Prayer is a privilege that Christians have, 1 Peter 3:12. Alien sinners must first obey the gospel and become God's children before they can enjoy the right and privilege of saying, "Our Father, which art in heaven."